the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Momentum decreases and decreases and decreases, and one day the love thought will come before the fear thought. And once that happens, you'll know that you've shifted. And all that means is that you've taken another step higher towards where you wanted to go, and a whole cadre of new fears will appear for you.
Oh, great.
So there is no getting over it, and there is no finish line. Oh. It's just a series of moments where you face fear, you overcome fear, you reduce the intensity of fear, you move up a level, and you get a whole bunch of new fears at a higher level. But isn't that more exciting to face these high-level fears rather than these low-level fears? It just means you're expanding and expanding and becoming more and doing more and being more and loving more. Or you can give up and just live a very limited life, which you did not mean to do that. That is not what you came here to do. You would not be in this conversation, on this call, speaking to non-physical, one-on-one, without you wanting there to be more. You coming here to more. You're here to be exploring. So when you think of yourself as of succumbing to a fear, well, that's okay. But when you can push past that fear and you can move to another level, then you can feel the exhilaration of moving through that fear. And you get a little bit more confident that you can do those brave things of looking at the fear and seeing if it's false or is that fear going to kill you. You can always say to yourself, is this going to kill me? Well, if it's not going to kill me, I might as well do it. Because if you're inspired to do it, then it's always for your highest good. Always. And there's never anything to fear. So what kind of things do you fear? Janine, what kind of things do you fear?
A lot around old family money issues. You know, you've got to work hard for money or you could lose it. So
you fear failure.
So, you know, sometimes, as you say, you know, you feel the fear, or you might have a gut feeling, which you would call your intuitive. Are they both the same thing?
A gut feeling can come from a low emotional state of being, fear.
Fear.
Or intuition from a high emotional state of being, love. Yes. So let's just say that you have the inspiration to do something, yes, right? And as you're going along doing it, you feel fear. And you, yes, may say, well, I have a gut feeling, right? Yeah. And I'm going to get out of this deal because it feels wrong, right? Well, that's just a defense mechanism caused by this possibility of failure. And you don't want to fail because you think that failure is a real thing. Okay. Well, failure is not a real thing. And there's no difference between success and failure. You are attached to an outcome. And if the outcome presents itself as you imagine it, you call that success. And if a different outcome happens, you call that failure. But both outcomes are for your benefit. And you cannot know if the success outcome, if that does not happen, well, it's because it was not supposed to happen for your benefit. And if what you perceive as a failure happened, then that was supposed to happen for your benefit. Because the failure moved you much closer to who you really are than the success, which might have taken you further away from who you really are. So you are then programmed to believe that certain outcomes are good and certain outcomes are bad, and you want to work towards the good outcome, not knowing what that means, and avoid the bad outcome, not knowing the benefit that can come from the bad outcome. Because the outcome, if it's perceived as a failure, and if it happens, it's not bad, it's good. Nothing can happen to you everything happens for you. Did you know that?
No.
Okay. So in this loving reality, nothing bad happens to you. Everything happens for you. There is no wrong. There is no bad. Everything is neutral. It's your judgment that calls it good or bad, which if you call it good, it allows the energy to flow. If you call it bad, it's resistance to the energy. So you're going, you have an idea for something and you try to map out how that idea is going to manifest. But your perspective is limited, right? You can't see the future. You have no idea what's going to happen. Well, we'll give you an example. Gary wanted to be a millionaire. Gary became a millionaire, and then Gary lost everything. In a time when everything was lost, Gary perceived that as a bad thing, as a failure, right? But without that happening, he wouldn't have been led to The Secret, then to Abraham, and then to us. And he would not be living this life of bliss that he lives now. He lives a life where he only does that which he is interested in doing at all times. His previous life was only doing that which he didn't really want to do. And if you compare these two lives, a life with an abundance of money, the previous life, but also abundance of time constraints and worry and fear and having to be not who he was and limitations, to this abundance of freedom and bliss and interest and ability to do whatever he wants to do in the moment and passion, well, this life, this current life, is not even comparable to the old life. It's so much better. But had he not gone through the massive failure and what he at the time felt as a lack of planning and understanding and a dent to his persona and humiliation, right? Had he not gone through that, he wouldn't be here. And the only way to get here is to go through that. So at the time, he would have said that was a failure, and now he looks back and says it was one of the greatest things that ever happened to him. Right? And the same is true of Lily. Lily was doing things she didn't want to do. She had no direction. She was just going through the motions and going shopping and things like this, but had no passion. And then once she got through all this and they went on that journey together, she found her passion very easily, and now she is 24/7 living her passion. So we say, don't hold too tightly to what you think is good. Don't attach yourself to any outcome that you think is a good outcome. Go with the flow of life, see what happens, you'll learn and you'll expand along the way. Without Gary going through this financial crisis, his vibration could not have risen to the level. He could not have created the desire that would have brought him to us. And so going through what you might perceive as a failure is a way to create desire that you could not do on your own. So you are led much more than you think you are. And you just have to pay attention to your emotional state of being. And if something comes that feels exciting, then go for that. And if something comes that feels scary, we'll just analyze if that's a rational fear or not.
Yeah.
Gary thinks all the time, there's two or three properties that had he not bought those properties, he might have been able to hold on to a lot of the holdings that he had. And had he done that, he would have, you know, weathered the storm and been financially in a different place than he is now, possibly. Who knows? That's just conjecture to say that. But he would never have made it to us. He would never have created the desire that he needed to start living this from an old approach to life to a new approach to life. Yeah. So we say, just analyze the fear and say, is this a false fear or is this a real fear? And let's move forward. If it's something that is exciting to you, if it's interesting, move in that direction. You can take your time about it. You can investigate it. You can think about it. You don't have to jump into anything, but fear is going to pop up no matter what it is. Fear to be on the show today was popping up for you, as it pops up for everyone. But it's an irrational fear. There is nothing to worry about. There's only 6 million people listening to this, and half of them probably don't even know who you are. So it doesn't matter, right? But this was a small fear because
they will now.
There is no attachment to it.
So you're better to set your intention for the best for you, not try and latch on to what, you know, abundance or whatever. Right. You just
I intend for everything to work out for me.
For me.
I intend to be led by inspiration. I intend for things to come to me that are for my highest good. I intend to recognize that fear will pop up, but the fear is, if the fear is irrational, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to think about it. I can move through that fear. I intend to be guided by what excites me, what's interesting to me, and go in that direction. And I am not going to let myself be limited out of fear. And if I'm not going to be attached to any outcome, whatever the outcome is, I understand that will be for my highest good and bring me to the next level.
Simple.
Right? But if you say, I intend to make $100,000 by June, that's not even an intention. That's a goal. And there you are struggling to make that goal. You will sacrifice happiness to make that goal. And you might make that goal happen. But what do you have? $100,000. That's meaningless when abundance can flow to you from anywhere.
Yes.
Right? You just assume that having $100,000 in 6 months would be a nice thing. But you do not know. You have no idea. People assume that they would enjoy winning the lottery, but if you look at the statistics of it, most people feel worse after winning the lottery because they're not a vibrational match to the abundance. They're a match to this thing they think they wanted, and once they got it, it wasn't what they wanted, considering that they didn't do the emotional work necessary to be a match with the joy of the money. They were a match to the confusion of the money. Yeah.
I guess we think joy will allow us to do all the things that we want to do.
Joy will allow you to do all the things you want to do, but you can't get to joy by doing things you don't want to do.
Yeah.
You can't struggle your way to joy. No. You can't say, when this and this and this happens, I'll be happy. I'll have joy. You say, I'm going to focus on having joy now. By feeling joy now, I know that I open up the energy of the universe, and that by being in a high emotional state of being, I have access to these ideas that are waiting for me to reach. Everything you want to feel in the future, you want to feel now so that the reality can reflect those feelings back to you. Right.
Everything you want to feel in the future. Okay.
Yep. So if you think, oh, wouldn't it be nice to feel abundant? Once I have $1 million, I'll feel abundant. It just doesn't work that way. That's the reverse. Uh-oh. You say, I feel abundant now. I feel the energy of the world now. I feel everything now. I feel like we've lost Janine now.
We have.
Yeah.
We lost Janine.
Well, Janine got everything she needed out of that conversation. It worked out perfectly. Right. And she's welcome to join us another time. Who else would like to share something interesting?
I feel a little cheated at that Kyla already went. Go ahead, Emma.
I was just going to say I've had a little realization that I've got to be more consistent with feeling good, not just for like 1 hour in a day. It's got to be an everyday, more consistent thing, doesn't it?
What hour do you feel good in the day? Which hour is that?
Oh, it's probably more than an hour. I don't know. It's random.
So sometimes it's the morning, sometimes it's the afternoon, sometimes it's the middle of the day.
It's usually more later at night than the morning.
Okay. So imagine you wake up in the morning and you say, I intend to feel good today. And then that is your primary intention for the day. So then you will think about, what is it about this part of the day that makes me feel good? I get to be with my coworkers. I get to look at the sunset. I get to do this, that. But if you said that in the morning, I intend to feel good. And then you will be paying more attention to good feeling things. And when you don't feel good, you'll notice it more. And you'll say, I'm going to stop right now. I don't feel good. Why don't I feel good? Well, the only reason you can't feel good is why?
Thoughts.
Because you're thinking about something that doesn't make you feel good.
Yeah.
Like some fear, like some regret, like some worry, like some past. Okay. So what will happen is you'll go along feeling good, feeling good, feeling good, feeling good, and then notice that you don't feel good. Right? And then you notice that you don't feel good, and then you can say to yourself, well, that's interesting. I intended to feel good. I notice I don't feel good. Let's just stop right now and think about why I don't feel good. What was the thoughts I was thinking that caused me to feel this negative emotion? What was the fear behind that? And then you can resolve that and then get yourself, you know, change your perspective, start thinking about the positive aspects, think about a different way of thinking about that condition, and then get yourself back into feeling good and go another few minutes until some thought comes up that doesn't make you feel good, and realize that every little one of these things is an opportunity to solve a fear. Now, you might think in your old approach to life that it's common to feel good sometimes and common to feel good or bad other times. And that's just natural. And that is fine. We understand that that's the old approach to life. But now you can start thinking about why you don't feel good. You know, you should feel happy, energetic, joyful, content, confident, loving every single moment. In a natural world, free from the influence of your society, that's how you would feel. If you were an aborigine living 10,000 years ago in a small tribe that had no fears, you would feel good 99.9% of the time. When you were between the ages of 0 and 2, you felt good most of the time until you got hungry, until you got cold, until you got hot, that sort of thing. But most of the time, you felt good. And you have the environment now where it's a pretty easy life. You aren't being chased by lions or, in your case, kangaroos. And so it's relatively safe. So the only fear can come up is the irrational fear. And you can resolve that. And so your work as one who is living the new approach to life is to face these irrational fears and deal with them as soon as they come up. Now, we're not saying that that's what you have to do. We're saying that that should be what's fun to do. You know, notice how you're feeling. Appreciate it when you're feeling good. Work on feeling better and better and better. See feeling good as a good thing. A lot of people see feeling good as a Pollyanna kind of thing, right? That you shouldn't be going around skipping and laughing and jumping for joy all the time. That you should be focused on none of it means it's bad. The only thing you see as being bad is your judgment of bad, right? So your judgment that things aren't working out for you is just a judgment call, right? Your judgment that you feel bad or there's a reason for feeling bad or it's even bad to feel bad is a judgment call. So you can start embracing feeling good, and it's just practice. Just practice, 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 practice. There's nothing you should do. The only reason you would do it is because it feels good. The only thing that's happening ever is how you feel. There is nothing happening more than how you feel. There's nothing really happening. There's no walls or floor or chair that you're sitting on. None of that's real. The only thing that's real is how you feel, right? You can look at these things and you can say that I love these things and I am appreciating them and they seem real, but it's just my judgment that makes them real and it's just my judgment that makes them good or bad. Yeah. So most people would say you should be able to look at something and judge that as good or bad. But we say you can do that all you like as long as you feel good doing that. The only thing that matters is how you feel.
Yeah.
And so let's say that you're going through your day and something happens that makes you change your state of being. You intend to have a positive emotional state. Do you set your intentions in the morning to have a wonderful day?
No, I don't. I forget to do that.
Okay. So the first thing you do every day is you write a list of 3 intentions. I intend to be productive. I intend to have fun. I intend to feel good. Okay? So you do that every single day. Do you meditate every day?
No.
Okay. So I intend to meditate today, sometime today.
Yeah.
When you meditate, which we will say is the most helpful tool that there is, when you meditate, you create a muscle. And a muscle can help you bring in thoughts and analyze thoughts, right? So the best thing meditation does, it stops or helps you slow thought. And when a thought comes to you meditating, you can erase that thought. You can push it away. You can clear your mind so that there is no thought. So when a new thought pops in, and it will pop in while you're meditating, you can say, hey, there's a new thought. You can play with the thought for a while, and then you can wipe it away. And as you are getting good at this, you can do it while you're not meditating. And you can say, a thought comes in, like a worry, like did that person give me an evil look? And then you notice you feel bad. And then you can say, let's wipe that thought away. Let's realize that that's just a perception from my perspective. And I'm going to say, that wasn't an evil thought. That was gas. Right? Just a little gas. That's all that was.
Yeah.
And then you can feel good again because you've adopted a new perspective. And the reason you feel good is because you've chosen a perspective that aligns exactly with what your inner self feels about the same thing, right? The reason you feel bad is because you're having a perspective that is different than your inner self. The inner self, your inner self, knows exactly what you want and how to get you there. And so it maintains this perspective that will lead you there. And if you are agreeing with this perspective by feeling good, that means you're agreeing with it, then you can get everything you want easily. But those times where you don't agree with your inner self is those times that you've gotten off track, and all that negative emotion is just that indication. So pay attention to how you feel. When you can, whenever you can, stop, tell yourself a better story, get into a better perspective, feel some relief, and move forward.
Yeah.
Simple, isn't it?
Simple. It is. I think my problem with that I don't meditate every day is because I enjoy thinking so much. And like, I'm always thinking and visualizing, and when I go to bed at night, I don't want to stop. And then so I don't meditate because I know that will just make me go to sleep.
Meditate in the morning.
Mm. Yeah.
Wake up, do what you have to do, have some breakfast, and then spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes meditating in the morning.
I should try that.
Meditate in the middle of the day. Take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, go someplace quiet, and put some headphones on, listen to one of our meditations or any other meditation, or just listen to the ocean or whatever's around you, the nature, and just practice it any time of day. If you want to be thinking, well, you can think during night times, meditate other times.
All right.
When you're thinking, what's really happening?
I'm receiving thoughts.
You're receiving thoughts, right? You're reaching for thoughts and receiving thoughts. Mm-hmm. And you're communicating with your inner self. Your inner self is bringing you the thoughts as well. Mm-hmm. So think about, ask questions, receive, listen to the answers. Don't think that you are answering them. Imagine that infinite intelligence or your inner self is answering these questions, or some of your guides or supporters or whoever is giving you these answers. And then just think about the answer and go, how interesting is that?
Okay.
It's fun. Everyone has the ability to do that. The completely neutral part of physical reality, and it's part of the program. It's part of the setup. It's part of the design. You are supposed to be able to communicate with non-physical. It's completely bizarre to us that you think it's strange to communicate with non-physical. Your thoughts are non-physical, are they not? They are not physical things. Your thoughts are non-physical. Where do you think these thoughts are coming from? Non-physical, right? The thoughts don't crawl around the floor. You pick them up. They're non-physical. So that's just not, you're not a thought factory. You're just receiving thought. Excellent. Yep. Mm. Kyla, did you have anything you wanted to add to this conversation?
I had a manifestation event happen during it.
What happened?
Since Gary initiated the call, my call recorder did not start automatically. So
excellent.
If we could just start this all over again.
This will be one of those events that are recorded in history, in the non-physical, and people can tap into them whenever they want. Hmm. And they're for us, right? This is a conversation between all of us who are Joshua and all of you who are listening, whether you're 5 people or 6 million people, it doesn't matter. It's still going out into the collective consciousness. You are asking questions, and we are plucking out the ideas that have never been plucked out before, right? Without you, we can't reach these ideas. Once these ideas are reached, whether they're recorded and shared amongst anyone or whether they're in the collective consciousness of humanity, they have now exist in another place that's easier for people to reach. Do you understand that when someone makes an invention in one part of the world and someone makes it on the same part of the world at the same time, it's because once that idea has come into collective consciousness, it's available for everyone who can reach that little vibration. It came from a very high desire and someone reached out there and they brought it down. That's why when a vibration is, idea is brought forth into physical reality, it is, seems strange or bizarre at the first concept of that invention. And gradually people adopt it. And it had never existed before. People thought there's no need for it ever. And here it is now in reality as an invention, and suddenly everyone's vibration lines up with it. Well, now all of this information is in the collective consciousness and it can be accessed in a non-physical way. So when someone like Emma starts thinking, well, maybe some of these concepts come to her, come to that person without actually having to listen to it on a podcast or YouTube or whatever it is. So some things are meant for just for us for now. And some things are meant for other people when that comes to them. So nothing wrong can happen, and nothing wrong did happen. So that's the perspective of your inner self, right? You think that, oh no, this is a terrible thing that happened. And your inner self is thinking, not a bad thing at all. It's fine. Everything worked out perfectly. It worked out great. And thank God Janine was on the call to listen to it all. This would be the one podcast she would have missed. And here she is, out of the 6 million people, she had this inspiration to call and to be on the call this one day when the first day ever the call was not recorded.
Oh.
Think about that.
Think about that.
Think about that manifestation. So there is no wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you feel better now, Kyla?
I'd already gotten back to feeling good. I mean, it's
See, you're good. Just, you're just, this is the momentum. The momentum would have been a year ago. Her persona would have said that I'm being judged by the work that I do, and if I make a mistake, then that means that I am wrong, right? And after a year of going forward, of raising her vibration, of seeing herself for who she truly is, now that fear is one millionth of what it used to be. But a year ago, how would you have felt?
Embarrassed. Really, really embarrassed.
And now can you even be embarrassed?
Every once in a while, but not...
It's very... Yeah. It gets more and more difficult to be embarrassed when you realize that embarrassment is just a result of irrational fear.
And since you told me that being embarrassed is like just the idea of something coming to the surface that I wanted to come to the surface anyway, and being embarrassed is just my like, oh, I didn't mean for that to happen, but I created that.
You created all. Exactly right. Yep.
Hmm. Interesting.
Good. Astrid, would you like to say anything?
I think my question is too long, so I'll just...
No, we have all the time in the world. It's awesome.
Come on, Astrid.
Where to start? Okay, so in the beginning of January, or right after Christmas, I was sick for about 2 weeks. I thought it was after my huge meltdown. And then I was well physically well for a week, and I felt good. And then I got sick again after another meltdown, and I started feeling better again, but my health didn't get back to normal. So these last 2 weeks, I've been having a cold. I've been coughing. I got other symptoms. I got a bellyache. I get headaches. But at the same time, I'm feeling so peaceful. And this is very unusual to me because usually I feel really, really good and I get exhausted, or I feel really, really, really bad and I get exhausted. So it's been so wonderful to not have these intense emotions for these last few weeks, or just, I don't know, 10 days. It's been so wonderful to just be calm. And like today, I had negative manifestations, just tiny ones, like I cut myself while making breakfast and then I dropped the bread on the floor twice. But at the same time, everything that I needed, everything was so good. Like I had to call customer service 5 times. I was always the first one in line. There was no queue. How often do you have to call customer service and there's no queue? That never happens. I moved around the furniture and it's perfect and just everything. Oh, and I finally got to book my airplane ticket for the cruise.
Ooh.
Everything.
Oh, wow.
But what I'm wondering is because these last few weeks, and especially the last 10 days, I feel like I'm not really there in my body. It's like I feel like sort of inside the body. Yes. And it's weird because it feels like I'm not really, like I'm not filling out my body from the inside. I'm sort of further back looking.
Does anyone else feel like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's going on, because when I feel so much at peace, and like, I also feel like I'm downloading new software. And so like I'm in a sleep mode because things are happening. I feel like things are happening inside of me, but the conditions stay the same. But at the same time, every morning when I wake up, I feel like it's a copy of my previous world, but it's also very different. Everything is new almost every day. Mm-hmm. When I look at myself in the mirror, I see that I'm different. It's a different me. I recognize that it's me, but I look different and I feel different. So everything is different, but it's also the same. Like, I didn't win the lottery, or like
the lottery the things that you thought would be good when you were able to manifest what you wanted aren't really the things you wanted.
Yeah, but that's not what I mean. It's like I can't. Everything feels different, but I can't.
But everything looks the same, right?
Yes, I can't pinpoint what. So what's going on with me? What's with this? How come I feel this way? And how come my body is, because it's struggling so hard? And
so we will say that there is the law of continuity. So that when you move from one dimension to the next dimension, everything looks the same, right?
But it feels different.
Well, it looks the same, but it feels different because the only thing that you're changing is how you feel.
Yeah.
Right? So initially, it'll look the same and it'll start to feel different because you'll feel better. And then it will come to reflect how you feel. So you will look at it differently, right? Your perception of it is different. And then it will actually be different because you will be different, right? You will be being different in this reality. So your perception changes, your reality changes, everything changes. At first, what happens is that you will go through, like Wendy was going through, this idea that she feels good and feels bad and feels good and feels bad and goes up and down and up and down and up and down. And it's sort of a little loop that's going on. And we think you've already gone through that. And then you're going on to the next stage, whereas you are the observer stage, and Kyla is in that stage as well. So she's looking at life as an observer, looking at it completely different, because now you're approaching life where you see things as good rather than automatically seeing them as wrong. And it being good was something that wasn't really good before. But now your judgment's changing because you are coming to understand the concept that there is no wrong. Right, that everything can be perceived as right. So even when you have a cold, you're struggling with the fact that you had always thought that that was wrong and that only optimum health was good. So you're attached to this idea or this outcome that good health means I'm doing good and sickness means that I'm resisting, right? Mm-hmm. Which is true, but doesn't mean it's good or bad. You are clearing out the resistance because your body is going through the change just as you are. And maybe this is a simple way of looking at it, but when Gary used to get sick very rarely, he would be sick for 3 or 4 days, and he would be just a monster to be around. He would hate it, right? And Lily would complain about how horrible it is to be around Gary when he's sick and how he's a baby and how he can't do anything. And now when Gary gets a cold, he enjoys it. He feels good in it. He's like, this isn't so bad at all. And it's like, I get to relax. All the good things about it. I get to sit there and watch TV. I get to be taken care of. Okay, my nose is runny and I may be coughing here and there, but otherwise it's not bad because there is so much less resistance around it. But if you're attached to this idea that in order to be proven as an allowing person that you can never have any resistance, well, you're always going to be frustrated because there's always going to be some resistance. And as you move up and up the ladder, you're going to deal with certain fears and resistance. And so here you are breaking through of a lot of your fears, right? But still confronting a lot of fears at the same time. And you're half of the fears you can push through and half of the fears still limit you. And you think of yourself as progressing and doing well and yet seeing things that appear to be setbacks, but it's not setbacks. It's like an earthquake, right? An earthquake is just the shifting of the earth. It's not a bad thing. You can perceive it as a bad thing, but from the universal perspective of what's going on in infinity, it's just a little shifting. But if you're on the fault line, it seems like a big thing. And that's all that's happening here. So you're just going through a change. Your plates are shifting, gonna stir some release some pent-up resistance that's held within the cells, and you'll break through that onto another level, and you'll get going fairly well. You'll be healthy and happy and moving along, and then you'll have another shake-up, but it'll be different kind of thing the next time. And this is just a series of things. So don't judge your state of being by what appears to be good. Judge everything as good, and it'll be a lot less resistance in it. If we were to tell you this, when you start the one-on-one program with us, you will confront your fears, and you will feel very, very good, very good, better than you ever felt before, ever before, and then you're going to get sick, right? Mm-hmm. And you're going to, and that sickness is going to be indication that you're shaking up some very highly intense limiting beliefs, and you're starting to view life from a new position. And all that is the cells of your body releasing resistance, right? And had you known this ahead of time and you'd gone through it, you would have said, this is good. This is a sign that this is happening for me right now, right? Yeah. And you'd view it in a totally different way. People go to Abraham seminars all the time, and they next day they are sick as a dog all the time. Gary went to the land cruise for a week with Abraham, and as highly knowledgeable about these things as Gary is, he was, as soon as he got home, was completely sick for 2 days. It's this shakeup in the way you're starting to perceive reality, from the old approach to life to the new approach to life. And it's very common. And it's actually, we will say, it's a badge of graduation. It's a trophy. It's a stepping stone.
Okay, so there's nothing I need to do to sort of help my body?
Just NyQuil will be good. That's the only thing.
I don't know what that is.
Gary loves NyQuil. If you live in America, you can get all these over-the-counter drugs that put your body to sleep. Knock you out. Okay. Yep.
Oh.
And so also what I was wondering is when all this is happening, why am I this unusual? Why am I so calm? Why don't I have to feel these intense emotions? I really enjoy it. I'm just wondering because it's so unusual.
Because you're not resisting. You can only feel intense emotion when you're intensely resisting something. You're going with the flow, right? You're facing your fears. You're realizing that as you push through the fears, nothing bad is happening, right? And then if you get a little bit of, if you snap, right, and get a little bit of negative emotion, now you're able to deal with it. Now you're able to say, that wasn't a big deal. I'm sure it worked out fine. It was good for the show. It's, nobody cares. It doesn't even mean anything, right?
Yeah, because I've been trying to feel like intensely happy like I used to. But then I stop myself because I really don't want to. I just want to feel like I feel now because it's so much easier right now. It feels like relief. So, I mean, should
there
I try
no
to...
Higher, there is no higher positive emotion than relief.
Okay.
That so is the highest. Yep.
Yeah, because I've noticed all these, even though I don't feel intensely joyful, all these good things start keep happening. And it's so effortless. So
yes, you have a misconception about joy.
Yeah.
We will say that joy isn't Snoopy dancing. That's just a idea of joy that is fun to think about. Joy is, you know, reading a nice book, paying attention to something you're interested in, having a conversation. When you enjoy a meal, that's joy. That's all there is. Ease really is what you want to focus on and accomplish. Ease, just being calm and easy and relaxed and allowing and patient and have faith that everything is flowing towards what you want.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Good. Thank you.
Excellent. Good. Well, does anyone have anything else they would like to contribute to this conversation that will never be heard by anyone in the whole universe? This is your one opportunity to say something that no one else will ever hear.
Oh, I've got these genital warts.
Excellent.
Yeah. They're happening for you.
Genital warts are a sign of growth. Congratulations. You moved to the next level. Well, with that, we are so excited to have this conversation. We feel the love for you and the love you feel for each other. We feel the incredible shifting of a mass consciousness on this planet, that things are all working out for all of us, that everything is moving ahead just as it was intended, that everything is working out, and that you get to watch it from the perspective of being on the planet at the greatest time that's ever been in history. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Wow. All right. That was good. Yes. I have a sore throat now. That was an hour and a half hours of this. Yeah.
I did get 43 minutes of it, so it's not
there. You
all
go.
Lost.
That's fine. So just do a little intro saying, "This is Kyla, and I fucked up."
That was the first.
Don't judge
that
me.
Was the fear that came up was, oh, "I fucked up again," but I worked through it. So.
Good, Janine. Did you have fun?
I did. I really did, and it answered so many things that I've been thinking about. So it was wonderful.
Good. Well, thank you all for coming, and we will see you again when we see you again.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.